The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three.
The holidays arrive, week 16 arrives, and the Patriots arrive in Baltimore. Two great franchises colliding with the playoff picture on the line. Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky and delighted to be joined tonight by Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Jerry, good to be here.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
And I think I'd like to start tonight with that very topic of the holidays. I mean, you're a family guy, and I think Ravens fans would like to know, what are your favorite Christmas traditions?
Well, I like to eat. You know, that's pretty important.
Good starter.
Opening presents, that's probably the big thing. You know, can't wait for our daughter gets us up pretty early, like everybody. So, classic tradition things, you know, fireplace, chestnuts.
Argyle socks.
Argyle socks. I made note of that earlier. Yes, you look very good, Jerry. We have a good setting here, right?
Right. I mean, you kind of feel the holidays.
You
now,
do.
Now, the flip side of that for a football coach, and you have a benefit here growing up in a football family, is you also have to manage a lot of the holiday distractions. How much do you get involved in making sure guys remember holidays are important, but making sure we're playing in January is important, too?
Our guys, I would think this week our guys will have no problem with that. You know, we've been pretty good about that over the years, so I'm not too worried about it. I want to make sure they make the most of their holiday. You know, it'll be, you know, it's hard for us to spend much more than one day or half a day on that. Then we kind of get back to work, but that's football.
And Sunday, the weather forecast calls for thunderstorms. You have literally weathered the storm so far this year. You've had tornadoes, hail, rain, wind, snow, sleet, frogs, Moses. Have you ever seen anything quite like this year with the weather?
You know, we have used the storm theme with our team, you know, the storm metaphor with our team. Right. We've managed to use that this year, and it's been pretty appropriate, actually. It's worked out pretty well.
And what's the takeaway? I would imagine your guys feel like you can stand up to anything at this point.
Well, you know, I'm proud of our guys. You know, it's kind of life. It's kind of how it works. You never know what's coming down the road, but, you know, it will pass, and we'll come out the other end.
You know, when this team started to come together, it was a very different team than a year ago. A lot of players gone, a lot arrive. Every year's a little different. But by this point in the season, it's clear that you like this team, that you like the character of this team. Give us a sense of the personality that sets this team apart from maybe some of the others you've coached.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I've loved every one of these teams, but this team right from the beginning, you had a feel that it's a team that you like being around. You know, it's a lot of good guys. They work really hard. They think about is the next opportunity, the next practice, the next challenge. They like each other. They love being around each other. They laugh a lot, you know. They don't get too disturbed by little petty things, you know. And they play really hard. They don't quit. They don't give up.
And you obviously saw that before anybody else, because I remember back in September and October when the bandwagon wasn't exactly half full as far as this season was concerned. And you continued to say that this is going to be a good team. This is going to be a good season. What did you see back then that nobody else saw?
Well, I think you just see character. You know, you see how guys compete, how they like football. We've got talent. We got guys that at some point in time you knew they were going to be able to put it all together. Winning close games, it's kind of a mystery. You know, how do you find a way to win a game at the end? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Maybe the key is not being too many of them. Maybe we get some big leads and we keep some big leads, you know?
That'd be a luxury right now.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice. Probably everybody out there, our fans probably out there would appreciate that as well. It'd be nice to come and do, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
It's not going to be that kind of a year for us. It really hasn't been that kind of a year around the National Football League. There have been some amazing, crazy football games in our league this year. You know, lots of points, lots of nail-biting endings, and we're a part of that.
And you have survived them, and you've started to thrive, a four-game win streak. Things are coming together your way. And now the Patriots arrive, and this has become, John, one of the great showdowns in the NFL on the national stage. And last year you beat them in the regular season. And the reason I point that out is a year ago around the nation, everybody was saying, oh, but the Ravens have never beaten the Patriots in the regular season. None of that is around. You aren't in their head. They're not in your head. This is just a great football game, isn't it?
You're right about that. You know, there's no talk about revenge or what's happened in the past or any of the things that have been talked about around this game maybe before. It's about this game and the opportunities that are really right there for both teams.
Going back and looking at your time here with the Ravens, first game, preseason, as a head coach, was in New England.
That's right.
Could you have had any inkling whatsoever at how important these two teams are going to be in terms of a rivalry and the stakes that were going to be on the line?
No.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's just a great thing. It's a credit to, I think, they have a great organization. You know, they're an organization for so many years that everybody's looked up to. They're well-led. They're well-run. They stand for, you know, the good things, I think, that you know, our sports are all about. They work really hard at it. They're all about football. That's one thing I love about them. They're all about football. They will come to play, and they will compete, and they will be their best. And that's something to admire.
Steelers are clearly the Ravens' big rival. But do you sense that on the national stage, the Ravens and the Patriots are becoming the new rivalry?
I don't know. You know, all that stuff, it's interesting to think about a little bit. Good for you to talk about.
It's really fun for me to talk
about. Yeah, you know, really for us, it's just about this game, you know, at 4:30 on Sunday, really, you know, being our best, playing against a very worthy opponent that's going to play really well. We're going to have to play really good football to have a chance to win this game.
And the stakes are obvious for both of these teams.
Right.
It's not like you're the only team that's fighting for positioning.
Right. I mean, it's all on the line for both of us. We could have really high seeding even, or we could be out. And that's really what it is for us.
And maybe having to weather some of these close games, 17 of them, by the way, in the last 2 years, decided by 3 points or less. Nobody's close to the Ravens in close games amassed. Maybe that does help as you prepare for games like this.
It does help being in those situations before.
Okay, Coach, a last one for you. You have a chance to become only the second NFL head coach ever to start his tenure in the NFL going to the playoffs 6 years in a row. The other is Bill Cowher. I know that stuff doesn't mean anything to you at a personal level, but wouldn't it be nice to take one more thing away from Pittsburgh?
Like you said, it doesn't mean too much. It's all that matters right now is the fact that we have an opportunity to achieve all the things that we set out to achieve when the season started. Our guys have worked really, really hard. Our guys have weathered the storm. Our guys have overcome criticism and things like that. They've really turned a deaf ear to all that. They've done a great job of just handling what you have to handle in the National Football League to be successful. Now is our opportunity to make good on that, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough.
And, of course, job one when you're trying to stop the Patriots is stopping Tom Brady. That falls to the realm of defensive coordinator Dean Pease, who sits down to break down the X's and O's with Larry Rosen.
Well, it does not get any easier, Jerry Sandusky, as we join Dean Pease for Game Plan Defense. Tom Brady has spent a lot of time with that man. He's thrown to 14 different receivers. They've reinvented their offense seemingly every week. What are the basic precepts that still makes him a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, the thing of it is, Larry, is he gets the ball out quick. He sees coverage. You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks that really can't read coverage. He's the best there is in the business of reading pre-snap and even post-snap coverage if you're making any adjustments, and knows where to go the ball and knows where everybody is on the field and just really can make quick adjustments along with having a very strong arm.
One of the precepts of that offense is a very complicated route combination, if you would, which is what you spend all week kind of dissecting, getting that whole group out and involved.
Yeah, it really is. You know, they run the ball well, and they got good play action off of it, but they're kind of unique in the way they get some of their routes here. And I'll show you here by on our TV here. You know, the thing that they do is they get five guys out in the route real quick. They'll do a lot of shifting around, moving around. See, he tries to get the defense to move. Then he makes an adjustment. Then he does some kind of a motion. So all this stuff takes time, you know, and you're sitting there on defense. But now watch the biggest thing here is all five guys are in the routes. So everybody's got to be on their toes, and all of a sudden they let Amendola go over the middle, you know, and he's going to find him, and there's a big game. And the thing of it is, he reads, knows what the coverage is coming, readjusts the formation, and gets all five guys out. Now, if you can guess right or you can cover them pretty good, you know, they've only got five guys in protection. I mean, they'll get a guy free. You see Miami getting a linebacker coming free, but it's just a little too late, and he gets the ball out. All right, and that was just last week. Now, here's another example of it. Okay, they're going on a winning drive right here. Total different type of formation. You know, it looks like just kind of a regular run formation, but watch all five guys really get out in the route. I mean, there's five guys moving there. That's a lot of stuff. All right, so one guy takes his eyes off a guy. There it is over the middle. Okay, so he hits Edelman here for a big score right there late in the game that actually put him ahead. And you know, that's the thing that Tom does best right here is he comes back, he reads the coverage as he's going back, knows what he's going to get, knows who's going to be open, ball gets out. I mean, he's starting to get hit, but that ball's out. They tried to pressure him there with five-man pressure. and he made him pay for it.
Relatively simple read, if you would. He was just kind of watching that inside backer. If the inside backer goes to the field side, he's got the slant coming across it. One read and go.
Well, the thing he knew he was getting pressure, so he knows that linebacker is going to have to probably take the back in the flat. If he doesn't take the back in the flat, then he's going to go right to the back. If the backer hangs in there, then that's where he's going to go. If the backer runs out, then he knows he's probably got one-on-one coverage on the X.
Do you expect them to do the same kind of things with that long name tight end as they do with Gronkowski?
Well, you know, Gronkowski was a special guy there at tight end, just like, you know, a lot of receivers like Calvin Johnson just was. I mean, those guys, you can have them covered and still not have them covered. They'll do similar things. They won't totally abandon their package, but at the same time, their package is so broad that they can go to a lot of different things.
Thanks, Coach Pease. Stay tuned. We come back on Ravens Report. Coach Caldwell has game plan offense coming up next. AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, proud to be the official bank of your Baltimore Ravens. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.